Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for March 30th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, replete with all the checks and balances that make it wonderful. The supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, is our guide. James O'Keefe strikes back. Exposes potential Democrat money laundering scheme. Wow, folks, this is gnarly, right? Yeah, Patrick Halk has this piece. I think it's huge, ladies and gentlemen. Patrick Halk has this piece. What does all this mean, you ask? Man, they thought they were going to take James O'Keefe out not so fast, folks. I'll tell you that right now. In my opinion, James is an American hero. All right? Now, here's the deal. James O'Keefe has returned with a vengeance. That's for sure. Since leaving Project Veritas, now the conservative journalist has launched his own enterprise. It's called O'Keefe Media Group. That's OMG, folks. To capitalize on his work and to achieve more ethical and transparent society. Boy, howdy. Man, I like this guy. The guy's a hero, man. He hasn't disappointed either, by the way. Right? It's really impressive. He has not disappointed. He has now documented a massive money laundering scheme by, I don't know what this is. Okay, I'm not really familiar with a lot of these Democrat organizations. It's called ACT or Act Blue. It's a de facto fundraising arm of progressive candidates and causes nationwide. Wow. Yeah. He scoured public election records, and O'Keefe found that some, quote, small dollar donors have donated up to 18,000 times. Yeah. Now, that's the evidence that they've got. Now, they say there's a lot of people that have donated, too, in ways that are weird. For example, a little candidate, Democrat in Georgia, is getting donations from people just miles and miles and miles away. Could that be legitimate? Well, in the case of, say, a Ron Paul or, you know, somebody like that who we think is a great guy, maybe. But most likely, they're not legitimate donations. According to O'Keefe, the Federal Election Commission data documents a flurry of donations. Activity from small donors, particularly senior citizens. To reiterate, they've made thousands of contributions over a single year. That's not something that the average Joe could or would contribute, especially a senior citizen miles away. Is it possible? Yeah, maybe. But not the number of transactions we're talking about. People don't do that. What people do is they make a bigger transaction if they want to donate more. So using the publicly available data, O'Keefe headed to Maryland and other places to track down some of these donors in that state to confirm with them if they literally donated by making thousands of small donations per year. For example, one senior citizen was recorded as making over 1,000 individual donations in the year of 22, in other words, 2022, to the tune of over 18,000. That was means she'd be donating to this Act Blue three times a day for an entire year. When asked if she has purposefully donated that much, she said, well, though she donated a couple of dollars here and there, she has not, absolutely not donated that much money or that often. That is a fact. Wow. The woman was nothing short of perplexed when she was confronted with the truth of how much she had unknowingly donated. Wow. This is crazy, right? This is just insane, man. But that's what we're seeing here. What do we do about this, right? To me, this is serious, and I'll tell you why. Listen carefully to me, and I'll tell you why. This is serious because this influences the outcomes of elections, ladies and gentlemen. Right? This may be the key to understanding a lot more about the election fraud we've claimed that's been so hard to prove. Because if you're donating that much to candidates and they get the money to tell the story, they spend it on the media and so on and so forth, right? Then what? Wow. So this is a huge, huge thing. An Arizona resident, ooh, interesting, these key states now, right? An Arizona resident, 80-plus years old, was recorded as making 18,672 individual contributions to a total of 170,221. She made up to 10 times a day donations. Yeah. When she was confronted with this, she said, what are you talking about? I haven't made those kind of donations. Not even maybe. That isn't true. That didn't happen. OMG, that's the new company for James O'Keefe. His investigation was prompted by lawsuits submitted to the U.S. District Court of Maryland. And they, in these lawsuits, have uncovered similar money laundering schemes across the country. So now you got James O'Keefe, but you got a double down second source for this discussion. Wow. Crazy, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Lance Migliaccio, are you with me? All right, we're still getting Lance. I want him to comment on this. This is just great. Welcome, Lance.
Hey, good morning, Sam. How are you, man?
I am doing fantastic, sir. Lance Migliaccio with me, ladies and gentlemen. TheBigMig.com, incredible talk show in his own right, radio, TV, and a whole lot more. The tip of the spear, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they don't want to hear. James O'Keefe coming back with a vengeance, doing just that. Did you get wind of this story? James O'Keefe strikes back, exposes potential Democrat money laundering scheme. Bottom line is they've discovered tiny donations by senior citizens to the tune of thousands per year. One 80-year-old man donated like 18,000 tiny donations, totaling over $170,000 to these campaigns and to these politicians from miles away. When James O'Keefe discovered this, he went to talk to the individuals, and they had no idea. Then courts, because of lawsuits, are looking into the same thing. And we've got now two sources of this Democrat money laundering scheme. This backs into election fraud as well. Keith back with a vengeance. James O'Keefe, his new business is called O'Keefe. What is it? Management Group? I'm going to have to look this up, but it's OMG.
I think it might be O'Keefe Media.
Oh, yeah. O'Keefe Media Group. Yes, I'm sorry. Okay. OMG. We're saying OMG to this story, too, Lance.
I mean, look, at every turn, we find more and more election fraud. And James O'Keefe, he isn't new to exposing some really explosive stories. you know, there's no doubt that he's going to be successful because of his background. But this story is just more of what we've heard over and over again. You know, we heard the Dedmocrat story early on where dead voters were still on the register rolls and were voting. You know, I've seen some funny memes about people saying, you know, I'm so sad. I just found out that my father voted Democrat. He would have never done that when he was alive. So, you know,
fraud stuff without evidence there.
Yeah. And I mean, look, here we go. Yeah, I've heard the story. It's no doubt. We wonder how they've gotten past, you know, there's some real anomalies in the Democratic, politician base, where all of a sudden these politicians have these huge pools of money, and it's hard to pinpoint how they became so popular in such a short period of time and were able to amass such big pools of capital, which has put them in a big advantage and put the Republicans at a big disadvantage. So this just obviously, a lot of people already thought this was going on, so it doesn't surprise me. We know that they forcefully registered in all sorts of elder communities, you know, whether or not they were facilities where people were being taken care of, or just older communities. They went around and they forcefully tried to get people, and when they didn't, they seemed to just add them to the Democratic voter rolls regardless. We saw a lot of that in New York. I mean, is it any surprise to you, Sam?
It is not a surprise. The good news is we're getting documentation much faster than we thought we would. Proof, evidence, positive. The only question left is, will they comply with real prosecution, or will they just blow it off?
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, Lance Migliaccio, thebigmig.com, Sam Bushman on your radio, breaking down this latest James O'Keefe OMG story and his new media group, O'Keefe Media Group, doing a great job basically saying, hey, you know what, there's a big old scandal, folks. There's a video about it. We're going to play part of this. It's 9 minutes long. I can't play it all, but I want to play part of this, and then we'll get Lance's response.
FEC data shows that some senior citizens across the U.S. have been donating thousands of times per year. Some of these individuals' names and addresses are attached to over $200,000 in contributions. We went and knocked on a few of their doors to corroborate the data that we received from a group of citizen journalists called Election Watch in Maryland.
This is James O'Keefe with OMG. I'm here in Annapolis, Maryland. It's an individual who has donated a total of
$217,000 made through 12,000 different contributions in a three-year period of time. Now, sometimes these contributions have been made in variations of his name and variations of his address. You see this chart here. This chart shows a breakdown of the committees that were earmarked to receive the donations made through Act Blue. And this is all FEC and state data. We're wondering if these donors are victims of what appears to be a money laundering scheme, or these residents actually participated in the scheme, or making phone calls, or knocking on doors. These are things that you can do. We hope you do that. Follow me along and see what happens. This is something that you guys can do. Very easy to do. A lot of homes with bizarre amounts of data showing tens of thousands of contributions made through different contributors here. So a lot of questions, and we hope the Citizen Journalism Army at OMG can answer them. This is an easy thing to do. Knocking on doors, asking questions. Get yourself a little microphone. Get yourself a camera. You can use an iPhone. What we're going to do as citizen reporters is go back to the car and call them, right? We're going to call them. Get a few numbers to call.
Okay, check this out, folks.
3,000 contributions for $32,000. The FEC records indicate that you donated $32,000, 3,000 different contributions people made at this address in your name. Are you aware of that happening?
No.
You're not aware of that happening?
Talk to Donald Trump.
Talk to Donald Trump? Well, how would Donald Trump help me answer that question?
Hit him with a bat.
Hit Donald Trump with a bat?
Yeah. Right over the head.
How would that help me answer this question?
It would certainly keep you in the news.
To do with
I
want
to see a scar on his fucking head. Now stop fucking with me.
Whoa.
Cindy No of Annapolis, Maryland, who in the year 2022 contributed over 1,000 times to Act Blue, totaling $18,849.77. That means Cindy would have had to donate three times a day, every day, for the whole year.
Hello? Hey there, Cindy. My name's James O'Keefe, and we're doing a story on the number of people that have donated with your address. Did you donate to Act Blue, a political cause? How many times a month do you donate to Act Blue?
I don't know. I don't know how many times. I don't understand why I'm getting this.
Well, the question is, you did donate to Act Blue, right?
Yes, once in a while, yes.
Did you donate 1,009 times?
I don't know. I mean, once in a while I donate $5 or so or something like that during election year.
What about $18,850?
I doubt that.
Not that many donations?
No, I don't think so.
The Federal Election Commission indicates that much money was donated to Act Blue and Biden for president.
I wish I could have donated $18,000 to Biden's presidency.
How much did you donate?
I don't know.
Order of magnitude.
Like I said, I donate $5 once in a while because I have various charities I like to give to.
Do you know people are using your address?
I don't think so.
So, interestingly enough, she said she donates something like $5 a month. But
all right, you can stop it now. The whole thing is riveting, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, and I don't mean to spend too much time on this. AmericanLiberty.news is where this video was linked. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. Check it out. I got it in the show notes as well. Lance, he's literally on the ground. Real people. Some of them are getting literally mad at him. Some of them are just completely miffed going, what the heck are you talking about, man? But the election data shows this. James O'Keefe brought this forward, following up, doing his research. But it's also in court cases now, too. They're not going to be able to avoid this one, at least from a factual point of view. They may be able to have nothing accomplished or done about it, just like everything else we seem to find. But this one, he's got them, Lance.
Well, look, I'm going to start this off with a quote. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Joe Biden. Yeah. So look, this is another example. I don't know if you caught the Louder with Crowder. Steve Crowder did an episode where they were going out and actually checking on the voter rolls, specific locations that votes had come from with addresses. And the locations were every bit as bad as this, that the locations for these voter locations, one of them was just an empty lot underneath a big viaduct, a highway viaduct. A bunch of them were abandoned buildings. A couple of them were demolished buildings. And they were saying these were recent voting locations for individuals. You know, so here we are now. James, as usual, has gone on the ground doing what he does best, which is investigative journalism at the highest levels. He's going to the people and directly talking to them. I don't know how much more evidence you need in that, but I think it always leads us back. You know, Sam, this is something you and I have covered previously. What it leads us back to is the same issue we always have. Who's going to do the enforcement? Where do we get that group, or where is that organization? Where is that alphabet agency that isn't criminally compromised? We've seen the FBI. I mean, everything from the Proud Boys infiltration to ignoring the Hunter Biden laptop to ignoring huge crimes like the $3 million that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have been linked to that came directly from the CCP recently, that the GOP has copies of the documents for a whistleblower. How do we get enforcement on this? Because this is a crime. This is more voter election fraud. Joe cheated. Harris cheated. They both did, and we know it. And as we prove more and more facts, it's always that deniable thing. You know, we put the information directly in front of individuals, you know, Sam, and what do? They look at it and go, oh yeah, that's not true. It's that crazy thing that we're like, what are you saying? We're crazy? Oh no, you guys are just conspiracy theorists. So I don't know where we get this enforcement. You know, I keep hoping that, nationwide, I'd love to see the sheriffs get involved, because this is a violation of what the republics are supposed to have. The federal government guarantees by contract free and fair elections. It's part of our constitutional right and the constitutional obligation that the federal government has. The states as a republic can enforce this. I mean, what are your thoughts on this? Because I'm tired of waiting for the federal government to do something, because they're not going to do it. They are all involved in the cheating. And I'll be honest with you, I've gone to the point that I only believe in patriots and traitors. I do not support Republicans or Democrats at this point, even though I think the Democrats are worse, because I don't see the Republicans stepping up.
Sadly, I think you're right as rain, and I do think there's a few sheriffs that have really been trying to. Remember that our government is designed with checks and balances to slow down anybody who would abuse it or take advantage of it. Now, that's a double-edged sword, because when someone's trying to do what's right and get it back on track, those same separations of powers and same, due process of law and same, all these things come into play that make it very hard for us. The difference is we want to go about it by obeying the law. They are going about their agenda by breaking the law. There's a few sheriffs who have really made a big difference. Darleaf in Michigan has really done his very best. His DA and his governor have just shut him down to the point where, hey, how can he move forward if you obey the law? You've got several other sheriffs really in the same boat. One sheriff in California did make an arrest, double down and get to the bottom of some of it. But, you know, look, the whole nation's taken over by the communist Chinese. They've infiltrated everywhere. If the communist Chinese don't have us by the short hairs, well, then, you know what? The drug cartels certainly do. So, you know, who's the worst enemy? Joe Biden, the drug cartels, or the communist Chinese? And that's really the problem here, is we've got so much corruption that even when people try to get above it, they seem to not be able to. They seem to get stymied and stuck. What the next level really is, that's what I think we should talk about. Lance Migliaccio with me, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very, very serious issue. Let me give you an example. We don't advocate for killing anyone. We advocate peaceful behavior. But you know what? Katie Hobbs, press secretary, just posted a threat of violence against transphobe folks on Twitter. You got the folks at The View, whacked out Jane Fonda at The View, saying, what should we do about this? Hey, we should kill conservatives and pro-lifers, they say, blatantly on The View. Now they're calling for our heads, people.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Multiple deaths have been reported after two Army helicopters crashed in southwestern Kentucky during a routine training mission last night. The two HH-60 Black Hawk helicopters, part of the 101st Airborne Division, crashed in Trigg County, Kentucky. That's just over an hour's drive northwest from Nashville, Tennessee. Victims of this week's school shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, were remembered last night.
Mayor John Cooper and First Lady Jill Biden were among a group of mourners who attended Wednesday night's candlelight vigil at a public park in Nashville. Cooper called Monday's massacre at the Covenant School our city's worst day. He also praised first responders for their efforts in taking down the shooter and pushed for the community to come together. Local Police Chief John Drake also spoke, saying officers, quote, have cried and are crying with Nashville and the world. I'm Skip Kelly.
Seven California Highway Patrol officers and a nurse were charged with involuntary manslaughter in connection with the death in police custody of Edward Bronstein. The death happened in March 3 years ago. Bronstein was screaming, "I can't breathe," while being restrained by officers who were trying to take a blood sample. His cause of death was ruled by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office to be acute methamphetamine intoxication. Attorney John Kelly called District Attorney George Gascon's charges outrageous and irresponsible. A train hauling ethanol derailed this morning in Raymond, Minnesota, igniting several rail cars and forcing nearby residents to evacuate. Raymond is about 100 miles west of Minneapolis. The town is not accessible to the public at this time. After reporting this week on Russia's failing economy, Russia's main security agency says it has arrested the Wall Street Journal reporter for what it described as espionage. Russia's Federal Security Service said this morning it had arrested Evan Gerskovich, a U.S. citizen in the eastern part of the country. Day one of the Major League Baseball season starts today. USA News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Lance Migliaccio with me, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this problem. What do? We have evidence of everything. They just shut us down, pretend it doesn't exist, and then they go after us. They're literally threatening to kill us openly, left and right now. In the mainstream, they're unhinged, they're crazy, it's easy to see. But what do? Lance Migliaccio brought up this deal as, you know what, we've got to have enforcement, we've got to have prosecution. I think some sheriffs have been trying. We don't have near enough of them. We got 3,000 sheriffs in the country, and I only know 5 or 10, 15, 20 that are even solidly trying to take action to do something about this. But look, you got the drug cartels, you've got the communist Chinese, you've got Joe Biden and the FBI, in bed with, you know, whatever. Folks, this is serious indeed. And now it's getting worse because we've got all these train wrecks going on. How many in your whole life, you're 50 plus years old, Lance, your whole life, you know, you might have heard of a train wreck here or there on occasion, but now you just hear train wreck after train wreck after train wreck, planes colliding in air, every mode of transportation is being somehow subverted or somehow tampered with. Then you've got these electric power generating stations being attacked. You've got, okay, we're under assault, sir, in every way possible.
Listen, I agree with you 100%. It's not the train derailments are necessarily, I think the normal statistic is about 1,800 a year posted by the different rail lines. But what is
train derailments?
Yeah, a year. I think the number is 1871, okay. I think is what they actually notified as of last year. So it isn't necessarily, but it's the nature of these train derailments, because even minor derailments are listed normally. But what's unusual, in my opinion, is the number of train derailments that seem to be specific to chemical spills. We're not seeing, you know, loads of clothing going to Target or some other company that are derailing. These are large chemical spill derailments. You just saw those barges that sunk and now they're dealing with that have large amounts of methanol. So I agree with you, Sam. I think we're being attacked from within and from without. I don't know if you've seen the numbers of Chinese military age, which of course all Chinese are trained militarily, but the military age men that are coming through the borders, are the numbers have increased 30-fold. We've never seen that kind of attempt to come through the border. They know it's wide open. They know that the border patrol people are overextended. The policy is to let everybody through at this point. At least it seems that way. Our borders are Kamala Harris hasn't even gone to the border from what I know. And if she has, it was only for a brief moment for a photo op. So, look, we've got a bad situation here. I mean, that shooting and the fact that the trans individuals and we've seen that the four last school shootings, one of them classified themselves as non-binary, and the other three were all transgenders. So, you know, I think that one of the things that people want to ignore is that what the head of John Hopkins, the psychiatrist division of John Hopkins, the psychiatry division, the lead psychiatrist, he's no longer there, was Dr. Paul McHugh. And he said it best. He said that transgenderism is a mental disorder. And that was in 2017. I agree with him. I think we've got a mental health crisis here in the U.S. And they use these moments for the press. And I believe it's a redirection. I call it the David Copperfield. You know, look over here where I make an elephant disappear from the room. We're seeing these attacks. Nobody's doing anything about it. You look at those poor people in Ohio. Our administration has abandoned them. They've got a major problem. Now we're seeing more attacks across the country. We've got the Chinese buying farmland all over the place next to military bases, which shouldn't be allowed at all. Because I guarantee you, Sam, if you rolled over to buy a big piece of farmland in China and it was right next to a military base, do you think they'd let you buy it, Sam?
Not a chance on this green earth, sir. But we're doing it every day in America. We're allowing Chinese police stations to be literally launched and supplanted right in the middle of America, too.
Exactly. And those are armed, by the way. Those are armed police stations because they're police stations. They have qualified to buy weapons. I think that we're seeing this. They obviously have got an administration that is completely intentionally oblivious. And I don't think it's oblivious. I think they're doing it on purpose. But, of course, it seems that way. I mean, the guy can't even form a complete sentence. You know, I don't know if you saw the Fetterman picture recently of John Fetterman supposedly with his wife. Clearly, it's not the original John Fetterman. It's not even close. The ears aren't the same. The nose is the same. The shape of the head's not the same. And in this picture, he's smiling.
Just commit fraud. Just lie to everybody about who it really is.
Yeah. So
you know, John's double, right?
And I got to tell you, and I feel for the sheriffs, but I have to say this: if the governors are violating the law, if their district attorneys are violating the law, I don't care if it's the head, I think those people are just as vulnerable to arrest. Because if you can't get the support, I believe there's in every state constitution, if you can't get the support from the higher levels of executive branch of the government to enforce the law, then that means they're in violation of the law. Those sheriffs are going to have to make some difficult choices. And some of these governors might need to be arrested and incarcerated without the support of the district attorney. In fact, that the top district attorney should be arrested. Additionally, I think we're at the point where there's going to be need for some real aggressive postures across the states. Because let's face it, these are sovereign republics. They have the authority to do what's necessary, and they're going to have to, because our government is compromised. There's no doubt about it. It's compromised from within and from without. You look at recently, there was a committee hearing where they testified as to how much of the money we were giving Ukraine is making it to the front line. And the number is between 15% and 20%, that the rest of it is actually going missing in action. And I don't want to say missing in action, whether it's going to the big defense contractors or going to other individuals and being passed around. So they're using Ukraine, as they always have, as a deep hub of money laundering. And I wouldn't doubt that it's funding so many of these operations you just mentioned across the country.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. We need to give a little bit of time to, the sheriffs and others in America to get caught up to what we're talking about and what we know. The problem is some of this is so shocking that the average American who has not been studying this for years like we have in the media, et cetera, they just can't believe this is real. You know, you connect the dots together, and they're just so blown away and so overwhelmed. And many of them literally, even when they know, they finally agree, you know what, I know what you're saying, they're afraid to do anything. They're just like, you know what, this is, think about it. The drug cartels control America. You know, if the drug cartels don't control America, the communist Chinese do. If the communist Chinese don't, hey, the FBI is literally breaking the law everywhere. At some point, you kind of go, wait the heck a minute. Something isn't working here. Something's a problem. And so I think that we need to give some of these people a little bit of time to bone up. But eventually, at the end of the day, I think Lance is right. These people are either part of the solution to stop criminal activity, or they become, by de facto, an extension of that criminal activity. Okay? You can't have it any other way at some point, Lance.
100%. Listen, if you make any level of government, if you make them aware of a crime and they do nothing about the crime, meaning they don't go into the enforcement division, they don't go into an investigation, they become complicit. It's called misprisions of a felony for the listeners. And that applies in state and federal law. So if I tell Sam about a felony that's being committed, and he just ignores me, and he's in a position of power that he's supposed to do something about it, he becomes complicit to that activity and part of the criminal enterprise. And at that point, his agency and what he is actually within the government is at risk, because once he becomes complicit in a conspiracy, and that's what happens once you don't, because you only need, for a concurrent criminal enterprise, you need three or more individuals. So if the governor and the attorney ignores what the sheriff has said to them, they're now part of the conspiracy. And the sheriff can allege that and give them one more opportunity. But if they continue to ignore them, then I believe he has the authority, based on all the legal instruments, all the legal tools that are at his fingertips, to go ahead and arrest them and jail them. And he does not have to guarantee them a speedy trial, because once they're acting in that manner within their agency of government, they lose all the power and all the rights. So I think we have to go into that kind of a behavior, because they're not doing anything. And I'm tired of it. I'm sick of watching these crimes get outed over and over and over again. And all these people just going, whatever. Look, I'll tell you, on social media, it's a crazy thing. I got my show account got suspended the other day on Twitter. And you know what it got suspended for, Sam? Listen to this.
I don't.
I responded. Have you ever heard of an account called JoJo from Jurors? She's a Democrat paid shill account. She gets $60,000 a year. There's another account very similar to her called Brooklyn Dad. But JoJo from Jurors had made some comment about the transgender shooting, of course, blaming the weapons, not blaming the individual, talking about the weapons. We all know that guns are only a tool. They're either an effective tool and a positive tool in the hands of the right person, or they're a dangerous and ineffective tool in the hands of the wrong person. So here was my response to her.
When they call them weapons of mass destruction, or they call them some of these other terms, assault weapons, to me, if a girl has a gun, it's a rape me not. That's the title of the gun there, because she just stops that thug right in his tracks and evens the score. Kill me not, whatever you want to call it, rob me not. Those are what guns ought to be called in the hands of the good guys. When we get back, Lance will continue his story. I just didn't want him to get interrupted, so I thought I'd just jump right in. Quick pause. We'll come straight back to Lance in seconds on your radio.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus. quote, my sheep follow me, unquote, and quote, you do not believe because you are not my sheep, unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back to Lance Migliaccio. He got suspended on Twitter. The story continues, sir.
Yeah, so the account that got suspended is The Big Mig Show, and I was responding to this JoJo from George, who is a paid operative for the Democrats. They pay her $60,000 a year to post, I guess, a stream of whatever they feed her. My post was a response that she'd already said so much about this transgender suiting. I said, well, enough said. And then I said, shall not be infringed. Now, the reason I bring this up is not because of the suspension. It's because that the Constitution is under attack nationwide. It's the only document that stands between us and what they're doing allegedly. It's supposed to stop them. They obviously want to not have any authority with 1A or 2A within the Constitution, which our founders put that in there. So we're under attack. As far as I'm concerned, we're at war. So I think it's necessary to make tough decisions. And if we can't protect the Constitution, if we can't defend the Constitution, then everything that the founders, this grand experiment that the founders, created for us, is we're in serious, serious trouble, Sam. I mean, you give me your thoughts on that.
We are. I think you're spot on. We are in serious trouble. And here's the problem, though. Like I mentioned, you know, there's a lot of good sheriffs that are trying to make a difference. For every sheriff that I've highlighted to you that, you know, publicly, 5, 10, 15, 20, there's another dozen plus sheriffs that are trying, that don't want to go public, but behind the scenes, they're doing a good job. But look, even so, that's 100 at best out of 3,000 folks. You know, so the problem is, where do we go from here? And not only do they have these public election manipulations to where now your vote doesn't count, now we've got evidence that they're literally using money to run us all out. Okay, what's up with all the train derailments? I don't know, but the attack are everywhere. Okay, you've got literally 20 advertisers that just spent $3.66 billion on mainstream TV in 6 months. What we've allowed the banking cartels to do is just enrich the rich to where they're so rich they can do whatever they want. You can buy anything in this world for money. The rest of us are just starved right out, and by attrition, we lose. Kind of a discussion, Lance.
I mean, you just nailed it. I mean, the way that the banking cartel has organized itself, it's those at the top of the food chain are controlling everything. You know, these narratives we see that are getting spread across the main social media platforms, as an example, they know they've lost somewhat a certain amount of control because a lot of people are not buying into mainstream media. And that's both people on both sides of the aisle. So they're now redirecting these dollars to all sorts of other platforms. So not only are they doing the mainstream media side of it, they create a narrative, they funnel it out there. Whoever doesn't catch it there, now they're working directly with people like Mark Zuckerberg. They were working with Jack Dorsey. They're on Pinterest, Instagram. They're on every one of these channels, and they're disseminating this information, and the majority of it is lies. Now, you take the advertising, think about the products. Think about Disney, the woke culture, Coca-Cola. These companies, they're wielding, you know, a gigantic bat, and this bat is the revenue that Wall Street helps them obtain by, you know, pushing those primary stocks as hard as they can. And of course, that mega wealth allows them the latitude to do whatever the hell they want, whenever the hell they want to, and leaves the little guy out of the mix. And of course, once these narratives or once these pushes occur nationally and even internationally, it's really hard to overcome. It's Mockingbird, you know, CIA operational, you know, storytelling, but it's now it's on steroids. It's beyond the scope of even what the CIA could hope for. Those black budgets they use to funnel these stories out and to push them across, they take on a life of their own, because the average American, Sam, unlike you and myself, the average American isn't fully prepared for what the you know, this attack on their mental acuity, really. I mean, how do they prepare for it? How do they know what's true anymore? There's so Amen. Many people. You hear it so
and
many times.
Chat,
I mean, Sam, your
GPT
thoughts.
And all, chat GPT and all this other stuff to where, you know, you can't even know whether it's a human or a bot or who did what or,
yeah.
You know, it's to the point where now, but here's the deal. All these things are problems, I agree. But at the helm of our country is Joe Biden. Look, the guy cannot even string a sentence together hardly. And we've seen people speak to him and tell him, you know, you can't talk about that. He's blatantly said over and over, look, they won't let me talk about this, or I can't mention this, or... Look, we can't have the president of the United States completely controlled, folks. Think about what kind of a national security crisis that really is. Who's controlling the president of the United States? Is it good, friendly people that are just looking out for the old man that's confused because he's, you know, got mental deficiencies and health problems? Or is it really an enemy within? And, you know, the problem is no one's willing to seriously look into this, right? But look, Joe Biden's been caught so many times, but I found the worst one. Now Joe Biden's been caught receiving instructions from a handler on a hot mic. Okay, look, this takes the epitome. This is, you've got to remove Joe from office immediately, not because we're in a partisan politics, but this is a national security crisis. Listen to this.
Head down here?
Yes, sir. Down the ramp. And we have people lined up on the left over here. Some union leaders and workers.
Hey, guys and ladies.
Your mark is going to be the blue one to the left.
How y'all doing?
You've got a blue mark, and that's okay.
I'll stay in my blue mark, and then I'm going to say load each one of you.
Yes, sir. I'll help you get started.
What the heck's going on? Now, look, I get it. I'm a blind person, okay? I get it. If someone's just trying to tell you where you need to go because you can't see, that's one thing. The problem with this thing is I'll help you get started. The president of the United States needs help from some unknown, unnamed handler to get started? Who's giving the marching order? Look, this is a national security immediate crisis. No other item in the news compares at all. And the problem is, you remove Joe because of this, and what do? You put in Kamala, communist, sleep her way to the top, Harris discussions? Where do we go, Lance? This is the epitome here.
I mean, to think that this is the alleged leader of the free world and he's being guided as a child would be to be told where to stand. I mean, if America's not afraid, you know, my feeling is these are unifying moments, in my opinion. And I only hope that both the left and right can recognize that these attacks and what's going on with the leader of the free world, you know, this should unify us. It should just be traitors and patriots. Our country is in serious trouble. These people that are rooting this, you know, dementia-riddled individual on, it's crazy. And the fact that they haven't called for a true investigation of his mental acuity tells you that the Republicans and the GOP are weak and they're unwilling to make the choices. Listen, I have it from a very reliable source, Sam, and I'll share this with your listeners. And this is somebody that's very well connected to the Secret Service agents. They carry around a diaper bag for Joe Biden with at least one change of clothing and enough to clean him up if he has an issue. You know, we saw that recording where he said, my butt's been wiped. I mean, this guy's gone. And the point is, not that I want Harris in there, but to me, they should be moving for impeachment, because even though I don't necessarily like McCarthy, I'd take him over these two. So it's time to make some hard choices and move now before it's too late. And it may be too late already. I mean, you look at how this our government is operating. Look at what they did with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, Sam. Can you believe this? That's an act of international terrorism.
In your thoughts, it's an act of international terrorism. It's war. Now Joe's pretending he didn't do it, but the facts are his signature's all over it. He said, right? He said he was going to do it before he did it even, right?
Yeah. I mean, did you see Seymour Hersh just disclose that they went back over because one of the munitions, one of the explosives they left there didn't go off? So they actually went back in and removed that explosive based on Seymour Hersh.
Folks, what do we do about this? Joe Biden pipeline is serious. He literally said he was going to blow it up. He promised that he would blow it up. And now he's trying to say that he had nothing to do with it and he didn't do it and all this stuff. But he swore that he would blow it up. Lizzie, I just put a soundbite in there about this for you to play here in just a second, if you can grab that. But Joe literally said, hey, I promise I can blow this thing up, man. You got a guy in diapers that needs directions to know where to talk to the crowd, stand on this blue marker. You got to go down this ramp here. You got to look, there's a people over there on the left. Okay, look, stand on the marker and face those people kind of discussion. And this guy's going to blow up an international pipeline that doesn't relate to the United States. It's not even near our country. It's not a national threat to us whatsoever because Joe says so. All right, Lizzie, do you got that soundbite? Go ahead and see if we can play that. All right, we'll try to get this soundbite here.
Well, look at it this way. I mean, think about they spent 9 months planning that in secret meetings, and Harris was part of those meetings, I understand, to plan this whole Nord Stream 2, attack. And the point is, they did it. Now they want to deny it. They even used non-special forces Navy individuals, because if they had to use special forces, they would have had the approval of Congress. So they used non-special forces Navy divers. So that obviously shows they were trying to hide the whole event.
So now we're literally using third-party contractors, if you will, in some way that circumvents the supreme laws of our land. All right, here's Joe. Listen to this.
Let me answer the first question first. If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Lance, your response. And now it happens to be claimed somebody else did it, like Russia?
I mean, it goes right along with talking about the voter fraud system, talking about having his butt wiped. I mean, this guy obviously can't keep a secret, number one, which makes him incredibly dangerous. Even though I don't agree with this secret, he obviously was already in full planning mode at that point. He probably already had some of these meetings. They say it took him 9 months to do the planning because they had to figure out how to get away the oversight of Congress and how to not let anybody know what they were doing. What do I think of that? I think that's one more reason to prove that Joe Biden is an unethical, no integrity, cheating, lowlife scum.
But ladies and gentlemen, this has risen to the level of national security. I guess if Kevin McCarthy and others don't take this on immediately, look, there's no other item they're working on more important than our national security and taking care of this issue. You can't have the president who can't wipe his own derriere, a president who can't decide where to stand to talk to the people or whatever. All these different things that we've seen, a president, oh man, I'm not allowed to talk about that. They told me I can't. Literally all these things. And this guy's literally going to create international war crimes of terrorism, blowing up pipelines in countries we have no authority to belong in whatsoever. Then lying about it and blaming it on the Russians, heightening greater chance for war. Can you think of anything more important for Kevin McCarthy to highlight and focus on? This should be the 24-hour top story. Lance, last word.
I mean, 100%, Sam, but you know, what I see the GOP and McCarthy and the RNC doing is it's head in the sand. They ignore the major topics. They talk about things that are unnecessary and they don't make the hard choices. I like, look, the Democrats are paying individuals to post their narrative. Why isn't the RNC doing the exact match for match? But they don't.
I haven't received a penny. It's all on my own funding.
Yeah, exactly, Sam. They should be paying you to put the stories out every day, and then they can pay me too, and I'd do the same thing, but they don't do it.
They're
not going to do it.
Lance Migliaccio with me, thebigmig.com, libertyroundtable.com. Donate liberally. God save the Republic.